And it's time for our next talk. I would like you to welcome Vendula. The stage is yours.
Yeah, so hopefully, I can talk, okay. So hello, I'm Wendy. I'm a software engineer. I work at Red Hat for 6 years now, and I'm part of the system installer team. And today, welcome on my talk about the communication with DBus from a Python application. So first of all, I would like to clarify that I'm in no way an expert on DBus. I'm just a very lazy programmer who wrote a library to make her job easier. So what is DBus? It's a shortcut for the desktop bus, and basically it's a system for the inter-process communication. It consists of two parts, the protocol and the bus daemon, and on a typical Linux distribution, you can usually find the two bus daemons, the session bus and the system bus. So for example, this is a screenshot from my laptop. This is the visual representation of the system buses and services that you can find. And for the demonstration purposes, I've created the example chat service. And you can see on the right side that this service provides four objects, and these objects implement some interfaces. So how do we talk to this thing from Python? We will use the DustBus library for that. It's a library that I wrote some years ago, and basically it's an abstraction level above Python bindings for the glib library. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's start with the client part. So we know that there is a DBus service that we want to talk to, and how do we do it from the Python application? First of all, we need to establish the connection to the message bus. In this case, we know it's the session bus, so we will use the session message bus. And the other thing that we have to create is the proxy of the remote object we want to talk to. For that, we need to know two things. The first one is the name of the DBus service. The second one is the object path of the remote object. After that, we can use the proxy like any other Python object. So we can get and set properties. We can call methods. And another thing we can do is to watch DBus signals. DBus signal is something you can connect to. You will create a callback, connect this callback to the signal, and every time this service emits the signal, your callback will be called and run and processed. So this is how you do it. This service or this room proxy has one signal called the message received signal, and you can connect a callback that will just print the messages that you will receive, and that's it. This requires one more step, and that's to run an event loop. Basically, yeah, it's a little complicated to explain. It's just a black box that runs forever and handles any asynchronous events that can come up, like emitting of a signal. So the thing runs forever unless you stop the loop or kill the application. So let's actually do some demonstration, because I think the demonstrations are doomed to like fail, but let's try. So here I need to start my server. Let's not dive into that yet. It's just I needed to have it running. And we can actually check the defeat. And on the session bus, you can look for my example chat. And you can see what you saw on the slides. Sorry, it's so little. And there's my room 3, and there are some interfaces, and this is the interface I'm interested in. So let's do some stuff with it. The first one, we will ask for the name of the room, and that's it. So here I can just write the first one, and it just prints 3 because we ask the room number 3 for the name. The second thing that we can do is to send a message to the room. So that's the name number 2. Yeah, this doesn't print anything, but as you can see here, the server received a message for this room, and it printed. So if I call it several times, it prints this stuff, and if I change it to something else, I can actually talk to another object and send another message and stuff like that, and it just will send a different message to a different room. Yeah, it's a very primitive chat. Don't try to find something clever about it. And the last thing I want to show you is the signal processing. So this is how it looks like. The callback will just print the received message with some additional stuff. And this is where I connect the callback to the signal. And then I will just start the event loop. So for that, I actually have to, so this thing is listening, it's waiting in the event loop, and it's waiting for any events. So if I, again, send some messages to the, oh, and something, oh, yeah, because I changed it. Yeah, that's why you shouldn't change your code. Okay, it should work now, yes. Okay, so because it's listening on the on the room 3, so if I send a message to the room 3, it will print it here. And this service behind it, it's still running, it receives the messages. So, okay, that was the client side of the things. Let's be the service. How do we do this? First of all, we need to register the dbus name of the service. That's basically you announce the name of your process so the other applications can find you and reach you and talk to you. The other thing that you have to do is to publish some objects so other applications can actually use some API that you provide and do some stuff with your service. And the last thing, again, is to start the event loop, and the event loop handles the incoming dbus calls, calls the relevant handlers and callbacks, and sends the return values to the callers. So the last part that is missing is how do we create this dbus object. Every dbus object needs to provide something called the XML specification. This is it's a declaration of all interfaces, methods, properties, and signals that this dbus object implements and that you can call. And when I saw this for the first time, I thought, oh my god, my colleagues will do so many typos in the things, and we will have so many bugs.